BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Attorney General William Barr says federal officials have found no evidence to support Donald Trump's claims of widespread election fraud. Mr. Barr is one of the president's closest allies and authorized prosecutors to investigate alleged irregularities. From Washington, Barbara Plettusher reports.
Already, judges have dismissed most of President Trump's lawsuits alleging fraud, and Republican officials in battleground states have certified results that show he lost. But the comments by William Barr carry special weight because he is a strong ally of Mr. Trump. Before the election, the Attorney General warned forcefully about possible fraud from postal votes. And after it, he authorized prosecutors to take unusually aggressive steps to pursue allegations of irregularities. But he admitted now he'd seen nothing on a scale that could have changed the results of the election. The Trump campaign's legal team responded by saying the Justice Department didn't do enough to investigate and vowed to fight on.
A senior election official in the U.S. state of Georgia has said Donald Trump's repeated claims that the presidential poll was fraudulent risk inspiring people to commit acts of violence. Gabriel Sterling, a Republican, said election workers had been intimidated, with one receiving death threats. He said he had police protection at his own home. At an emotionally charged news conference, Mr. Sterling addressed Mr. Trump directly.
Mr. President, it looks like you likely lost the state of Georgia. We're investigating. There's always a possibility. I get it. And you have the rights to go through the courts. What you don't have the ability to do, and you need to step up and say this, is stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed.
A deal has been announced to provide a low-cost generic drug for children in parts of Africa living with HIV. Aid agencies say it will cut the annual cost of treatment by 75%. Our Africa regional editor Will Ross reports.
One thing that's made it difficult for young children to take their antiretroviral medication has been the bitter taste of the pills. Health experts say help is on the way, a strawberry-flavoured tablet in doses that are suitable for children living with HIV. That means no more crushing up of adult-sized tablets. Another problem's been the cost, despite some significant progress in recent years. In a few months' time, children in Benin, Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria and Zimbabwe will receive the new tablets.
The head of the TPLF that's been fighting Ethiopian government troops says that clashes have continued near the regional capital Mekele and further north. Ethiopia's prime minister said several days ago that the conflict was effectively over now that Mekele had been seized. A UN aid worker in touch with people in Tigray said that large areas remained outside federal control and that fighting was still taking place. BBC News.